Yosef Nachman Gamavad.
So I would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Yossi Nachman, who prepared all of the tables and all of the plates.
Where is Yossi?
F.O. Yossi.
Thank you, Yossi, for preparing everything.
The Maran should stand for you.
The Zechut of the Tzaddik should stand for you. Okay. Are you able to hear me there? Yeah. Okay. So these words should be Leilui Nishmat Rabbeinu Geon Uzenu Meor Enenu Machmad Levavenu Emdat Nafshenu Rabbi Ovadia Yosef Ben Gurjia Sheha'erev Shehalayla Pekidat Shenato Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden Ha'Elyon Uzchuto Tagen Ba'adenu V'Talitztov Ba'adenu Ba'ad Kol Mishpachtenu U'Ba'ad Kol Kehal Adat Yisrael Amenu Amen.
Amen.
First, I would like to focus on one point of greatness of Hav Ovadia, and we have his zechut to be able to learn his Torah. Our dear Rabbi Yaakov just came to me right now a few minutes ago, and he made me aware of a psak, or a he'ara, or a minhag tov from Rav Ovadia. It's brought down in the Mishnah Bura Tiferet. I was told that's where that page comes from. And he quotes from Shelot U'Tshuvot Mekor Ne'eman of Rabbi Meir Mazuz Shalita, where he says, Ra'iti ma'ase Rav. Rabbi Meir Mazuz, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kiser HaChamim, who was very close with Maran Rav Ovadia, Alav HaShalom, and so he saw, this is something that is nogea to every night when we begin Arvit, after the few minutes of Divrei Torah between Mincha and Arvit. So do you say, Hashem Tzevaot Imanu, do you say the Kaddish, not say the Kaddish? So I remember one of the first things we implemented when I came, it's almost 7 years ago, by the way, and it was from a Sefer of the Psakim of Rav Ovadia, who said that if they said Kaddish on Divrei Torah, so then you don't have to say Kaddish after Hashem Tzevaot Imanu. You could go straight from Hashem Tzevaot Imanu to Vehu Rachum without saying Kaddish, unless there is a big hefsek, such as by Rosh Chodesh when we say Barichi Nafshi. That I saw in a different sefer. But now I became aware that in the shul, in the yeshiva, where Rav Ovadia was, when he would give a shiur, they would go straight to Vehu Rachum. He would say, to go straight to Vehu Rachum, there's no reason to say the Hashem Tzevaot. Then you go into an issue, should you say the Kaddish, should you not say the Kaddish? Mimela, although these psukim are brought down by the Mekubalim, the Chidai in Avodat HaKodesh, and the Ben Ishchai, and the Kafachayim, they bring that it's a segula to say those three psukim before Arvit. Okay, each one could say it to himself. It's not a big deal, but as the Chazan in the shul, the minhag was by the Beit HaKnesset, by Rav Ovadia, was to go straight to Vehu Rachum. So therefore, we want to say that hanhaga in his zechut tonight in this Beit HaKnesset. And so one aspect, I have here a sefer that was written by a great Talmid Chacham Ashkenazi all about Rav Ovadia. Rav Shtern, who's known for his very wonderful Sfarim, many Sfarim that he wrote, all about Yediot, Bekiut, many Sfarim. And he has one paragraph, or two chapters that are dedicated to the aspect of his great memory, his Koach HaZikaron of Rav Ovadia. So I want to share with you a few points. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, חמישה תלמידים היו לו לרבן יוחנן בן זכאי והוא היה מונה שבחן. רבן יוחנן בן זכאי had 5 תלמידים, and they're all named by him in the Mishnah. Just their names is a Mishnah. Interesting, right? A Mishnah normally is a teaching. You have one Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, it's just names of the Tanaim, the 5 תלמידים of רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, and והוא היה מונה שבחן, and he would list their qualities. He would talk about what each one, their unique qualities. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Stam Rabbi Eliezer Sheva Mishnah, the great Rabbi Eliezer, the one who said in Masechet Sukkah Dav Kavchet Amud Alef, Me'olam lo amarti davar shelo shamati mipi Rabbi, I never said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbe, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bor Sud She'eno Me'abed Tipa. What's his quality? He's like a pit, a bor, that is well cemented, that is well lined all around, that does not lose even one drop of water. Bor Sud She'eno Me'abed Tipa. That's the Shevach that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai gave Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus his Talmid, which means he meant to say, you tell him something, you teach him something, that's it. It's in his head forever. He never forgets it. Eno me'abed tipa. So the question is, the Chafetz Chaim, alav shalom, the Chafetz Chaim asked the question, how is this a Shevach to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus? What's the Shevach? After all, that's a talent. It's something that some people are born with a great capacity, you know, to retain everything that they learn. But what's the, you know, one of them, Chassid, was a tzaddik, you know, each one, you hear the Shevach. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Bor Sud She'eno Me'abed Tipa. Okay, so he never forgot. Maybe he had photographic memory. And so what is that a Shevach to him? He was born that way. Many people are born with certain talents that other people envy. הדבר תלוי בכישרון שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לו. אינו תלוי בעבודה עצמית של האדם. It has nothing to do with what he worked on, apparently. So what was the Shevach? The Chafetz Chaim answered, שבאמת לא היה לרבי אליעזר את הכישרון לא לאבד כלום. Really, it wasn't something that he was born with. He didn't have that. That skill he didn't have naturally. כל מה שזכר ומפני שהתורה הייתה חשובה לו כל כך שלא שכח כלום. וזהו שבחו. The Shevach of Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason why he didn't forget anything was because every word of Torah was so important, was so valuable, was so cherishable in his heart and in his mind that he couldn't forget it. Something that you experience, that you value, that you are excited over, you don't forget. I think I mentioned many times a pirush in the Radak that I saw many years ago and I never forgot because it made a very big roshem on me, but I think it's also because I repeated it so many times. The Radak says on the pasuk in Tehilim Kuf Yutet, there's a pasuk that says, Bechukotecha eshta'asha lo eshkach devarecha. David the Melech says, "Bechukotecha ishtasha, ishtasha milashon shashua." I enjoy so much, you know, in Hebrew, "leishtashea" means to enjoy. I don't even know if the word "enjoy" gives it justice. Playful, like he really, really enjoys it. "Bechukotecha ishtasha." David the Melech says, "Yesh li shashuim im kol milah b'Torah." With every word in the Torah, I cherish, I enjoy. Lo ishkach devarecha. Now, the simple pshat of the pasuk is, David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, I promise I'm going to enjoy every word of Torah that I'm going to say. Lo ishkach devarecha, I make a commitment not to forget. The Radak explains, no, it's because I enjoyed, because ishtasha, because every word is such a Yeshua, mimela, even if I'm not blessed with such a great blessing of memory, I can't forget it, because it's a Yeshua. You remember the first time you went on the roller coaster as a child? Everybody remembers it.
That's what I was going to say.
Chazak uvaruch. Ze gam kashur la milat tzatzua. Tzatzua, tzadik v'shin mitchalfim. Very good. Even if you experienced it as a young child, that memory, that experience stays with you forever because ishtashatayim zel. Ishtashayim yelet mishtashayah. You enjoy. You remember. It's funny because I just remember in one of the books that I have at home about Rav Ovadia, it says a story which I knew this story for many years, but I heard a whole different version about it. I heard it in a way that has nothing to do with Rav Ovadia. The way I heard the story when I was in yeshiva was that they asked once Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, how do you remember all the Torah? And he told them, because every time I learn something in Torah, it's so exciting to me, it's so tasty, that I can't forget it. I read in one of the Sfarim, just a few nights ago, that someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein about Rav Ovadia. I don't know if this is the real Girsa, but this is written down. Someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein about Rav Ovadia, how is it that he remembers everything like that? And he gave that answer, because he enjoys what he learns, he enjoys so much. But it's even more than that, Rabotai. They asked Rabbeinu, they asked Rav Ovadia, Ech ata zocher? How do you remember everything like this? So there's a line here, I don't know if it's exactly the words he said, but this is a quote, it's printed as a quote. Hasiba she'ani zocher, biglal kesheani lomed inyan, ani lomdo ad kede behirut mamash, v'davar barur lo shochechim. Rav Ovadia said, listen, you have to know, when I learn something, I go down to the root of the matter, I clarify it to the point where it becomes so clear to me. When something is so clear to you, you can't forget it. There's an omic there. It's very deep words. We think we forget because we forget. So first of all, with what we said before, it's a big musar. We forget because we're not machshiv, because it's not so chashuv. That's why we forget. But there's another reason why we forget. If you would have learned it in a way that clarified it to you to the point where you see it in front of your face, which is something I will explain in a minute, to the point where you see it in front of your face, it's impossible to forget. Once you meet up with Torah, when you look Torah straight in the face, you'll never forget it. You know, it's just like human beings. When you see a face, 40 years later, you didn't see him all those 40 years. He comes back 40 years. Where did I see this person? You remember the face. There's such a thing. When you look the Torah in the face, what does that mean? You learn it, bebehirut. You learn halacha to its root. To understand it clearly, it's impossible to forget. That's what Rav Ovadia said about himself. Interesting. You know what I read? I don't remember if I read it here or in one of those Sfarim. I was looking a little bit. You know what it said? Edut from people of the family. They testify that Rav Ovadia actually didn't remember anything. Which means, when he would have to call up his son, he would have to look up in the phone pad where they had all the numbers, he'd have to see the number. And his wife sometimes would get, the rabbanit would get a little bit, you know, annoyed. It's your son! What's this? You call him so many times, you don't remember the number by heart. Slicha, slicha, I don't remember. So what did he do? He took the book, he studied it, misken. He studied the numbers, kiddush yizkor, in order that he should remember. They said you would tell him your phone number or something, he wouldn't remember it the next day. You know why? There was only one thing that he remembered, and that was Torah. When it came to Torah, that was the only thing that he cared about. It was the only thing that meant anything to him, really, in his heart. And boy, did he remember. I mean, unbelievable stories. Eyewitness stories. I saw it with my own eyes one time. I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you. I saw it with my own eyes. I'll tell you exactly how old I was. I was 19 and a half, going on 20 years old. I went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Motzei Shabbat, you're in Yerushalayim. You're not going to go to the Yazdim Shul to hear the Shiur, the Motzei Shabbat Shiur of Rav Ovadia. You're crazy. You're crazy if you don't go. I mentioned this. You remember? Look, you remembered. Not me. You remember. Allow me just to repeat it quickly again. My uncle, Shia Bari, he took me to the shiur. He said, "Bo, I have an uncle who's 4 years older than me." So he took me. We look the same. People think we look like twins. He took me to the shiur. Sat by the shiur. And for me, you know, it wasn't the first time I saw Rav Ovadia, I was entranced. It was an experience. And I'm looking at Bimlo Malchuto, he was a king. The way he sat, he had these movements, like a king. So he's saying, he's giving the shiur, it was, ani lo zocher what parasha it was, and he's giving some midrashim, and then the halachot, you know, the shiur of Rav Ovadia Motzei Shabbat. So he's saying a midrash. Now, he has nothing in front of him. No sfarim. And he's saying verbatim, word for word, he's saying the midrash, by heart. I'm looking, So now my uncle, he's right next to me, he says, he had with him a pamphlet. A pamphlet of what? Of the shiurim of last year. So last year, he mentioned that midrash. He showed me, I'm looking at the midrash, I'm looking at the words inside, and he's saying the words outside. I saw it with my own eyes. Not midrash that everybody, midrash rabbah, some lost midrash that gets lost in the shuffle. Saying it by heart, word for word. I saw this many, many times with my own eyes. Psukim that we don't even know exist in the Tanakh ledavonenu, okay? Would flow from his mouth like zavat chalav udvash. It would flow like v'nahar yotze me'eden lashkot et agan. That's how it would flow. I remember. It would be so beautiful to hear how he would say psukim. When Rav Ovadia spoke, you learned Tanakh from how he spoke. He spoke flowered with words from all over Tanakh. It was a beautiful thing. Zikaron, kor zikaron atzum. So what did he say? He said, because when you see the Torah so bahir, bahir hu bashechakim, so barur, you don't forget. Torah, you didn't forget. So it's brought down here, what they asked, pa'am, they asked Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, Baal Nefesh HaChaim, the great Talmid of the Gaon Mivilna. They asked Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, what is the difference between our master, your Rebbe, the Gaon Mivilna, and your brother, Reb Zalmale? Rabbi Chaim had a brother, Reb Zalmale, Reb Zalman Mivolojin, who knew the entire Torah by heart. He knew everything. He knew everything by heart. So they asked Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin, Ma evdel ben Adonenu Agra leven achicha Reb Zalmale? What's the difference? They both know the Kol HaTorah Kula, as knew. So what is the evdel? So the brother, so Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin said, you know, I'll tell you what the difference is. Hine kimat kulchem, I know I mentioned this story once. Kulam yecholim lomar ashre be'al peh, nachon? Everyone here, I'm sure, is able to say ashre yoshve v'techa from beginning till end, mi alef ataf be'al peh. Aval en adam sheyachol lomar et ha'ashre me'asof le'atchala. But if you ask someone, please say it backwards, start from hallelujah. No, not from Ashrei. Hallelujah. You already get stuck in the second word. All right, you already can't say it, right? Ve'ezuz norotecha yomeru. Ma emila lifne ve'ezuz. Well, you don't know, right? Hard. He says, this was the difference between the Gaon Mivilna and my brother, says Rabbi Chaim. My brother, Rav Zalmale, Sheye Bari, said, he knows the entire Torah, from beginning till end. But Adonenu HaGaon Mivilna, he knows the entire Torah forwards and backwards, backwards and forwards. That's how he knew the Torah. So now the question is, the Briske Rav, Alav HaShalom, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, he asked, Ma inyan? Is there inyan to know the Torah backwards? What's the... Okay, so you knew it backwards. What, is this a game? They have to know it backwards also? Ma shlemut beze? What's the shlemut here? What's the perfection in this? And the answer is, let's go back to us. If someone asks us to say Ashre backwards, tell me, the word after Ve'ezuz, the word before, rega, reverse. Go back to the Pasuk, go on. But let's say I would write the entire Ashre on a blackboard. And I would ask you, what is the word before Ve'ezuz? Immediately, you say asicha and lozoch. Right, the word. Right away, you're going to say the word. What's the answer? It says in Mishle a pasuk, kotvem aluach libecha. Shlomo HaMelech says it's not enough to learn the Torah. It's not enough to even become proficient and masterfully remember the Torah. It's not enough even. You still don't see it in front of you. When you see it in front of you, kotvem aluach libecha, it's written on the blackboard, on the board of your heart. You see the words of the Torah, it's impossible to forget. You know backwards, you know forwards. That's what he was saying. I'll share with you a kli yakar he brings over here. Listen to this, Rabotai. The kli, you have time? Okay. The kli yakar, I think we mentioned this also, but it's worth repeating. The Kli Akar in Parashat Va'etchanan, okay? On the Pasuk, Hishamer lecha, Ushmor nafshecha meod, pen tishkach et devarim asheru enecha. By the way, you see from this pasuk, et devarim asheru enecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he gave it to us with a grand sight. It was a show. It was something to see. So Hashem says, Not only do I want you not to forget the Torah, I don't want you to forget what you saw, which means seeing. And the Matan Torah, this is Bad Bevad. Matan Torah is a matter of seeing. We have to see the Torah. Bechol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot, chazak u'baruch. To see the kolot of the Torah. When a person is able to be zochet to such a madriga of ro'im et ha'kolot, hu lo yishkach. So listen to the Kli Yakar on this pasuk, Yisham elecha u'shmo nafshecha me'od. He says, if you take the word zachar, I know zachar means male, but it also is the shorish of the word lizkor, memory, right? Which, by the way, is connected. You understand why zachar is called zachar? Because the memory of the family stays with the male, because that the name continues on. So that's why the zachar is called zachar. Milat zachar. Ma? Zecher. Ze oto inyan shel zecher. So you take the word zecher. What's the gematria of the word zecher? 227. If I remember to tell you everything I want to tell you, that number is going to be key, but it doesn't matter. 227. Okay, take the word shachach. So zachar is 227. Shachach is 328. You subtract 328, subtract 227, what do you get? So you know this chiddush, yeah? You get, oh, but you do math fast. Very chazak, very good. 101. So shachach minus zachar is what? Is 101. Says the Kli Yakar, harotzeh levatel shicha. One wants to be mevatel the koach hashichecha, to remove the, you know, forgetfulness that a person has. Yachzor alimudo kuf alef peamim. As Chazal tell us in the Gemara, eno dome shone pirko me'a ve'echad peamim le shone pirko me'a peamim. The Gemara says the one who did it 101 is oved elokim. The one who did it only 100 is asher lo avado, comparably speaking, relatively speaking, is asher lo avado. Of course, the famous words of the Baal HaTanya, zechuto tagen alenu, me'a ve'echad. Me'ah with the echad. The 100 times should be with the echad, echad yachidum yuchad. That's oved elokim. But bipshuto, me'ah ve'echad, if you learn something 101 times, you're able to be mevatel the koach hashicha. Why? Because shachach is 328. You learn one time over, you removed one power. You learn again, you remove another power. You learn 101 times, you get to what? To Zecher, to Zachar, to 227. That's a chidusha, the Kli Yakar, and he continues. He says, Vekarov lishmoa, he says, it's very probable, you have to be the Kli Yakar to say this, it's very probable, She'amalach ha-memuneh al ha-zikaron, Zachur shemo, ve'yesh lo resh kav zayin kochot. That the malach who's memuneh on zikaron, his name is, there's such a name, Shamua ben Zakur, remember? Which also is a beautiful name to remember. Shamua ben Zakur. When you're Shomea, when you learn Shma Teta, when you learn Shmuot, ben Zakur. Ben, Tavin, learn it and understand it well. Zakur, you will remember. He says, that's only on the side. The Kli Yakar says, it's very probable that the name of the Malach HaMemuneh Ala Zikaron, his name is Zakur, and he has 227 kochot, and the malacha memuneh on shichecha, his name is Shachach, and he has 328 kochot, and so you are mevate, you're machlish, the koach. Every time you review, you weaken the koach of that malacha shichecha, and you come to the malach hazikaron with 227 times. So he says, beautiful, if you take the words, hishamel, I'm going to skip the word lecha for a minute, you'll see why, hishamel ushmor, Nafshecha me'od, he says, if you take the Rashi Tevot of those words of that pasuk, Hishamer, Ushmor, Nafshecha me'od, the Rashi Tevot of these words come out 101, right? Do the words. But Baba, you skipped the word Lecha. Mazepo. Lecha, the Rashi Tevot is Lamed, the first letter. Lamed. Lamed is what? Limud, to learn. Lamed me'avechad pe'amim. Hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod. Pen tishkach et hadevarim. You want to make sure not to forget. Lamed lemod kuf alef. Remember, learn 101 times to do chazarot. But we're learning over here that it's not just a matter of repeating so that you memorize words. You know, like many times you have to study for a test. Al kochenu, sometimes you have to study. Blah, blah, blah. So to memorize, you have to review. When it comes to Torah, it's different. When it comes to Torah, it's not just, you know, memorization. When you review en bet midrash velo chidush, every time you review something and you review it with your head, you see it from a different angle. You see it from a different perspective. That's what makes it, little by little, it's standing in front of you. A Gemara that you learn 101 times, that Gemara is standing in front of you. You look at it, kol echad lefi dargato, you look at it in his eyes, in his face, and therefore you don't forget. It's beautiful. You know, he brings here, there's a lot more on this, but I want to get to something else, so don't run away, please. But there's just one thing he mentions, he brings down, that if you look in the old prints of the Mishnayot in the front page, you know, in the front page of a Sefer, so before it starts the Mishnayot, in many prints it tells you psukim that a person should say and repeat a certain amount of times backwards and forwards as a segula against shichecha, a segula to remember. So there's all types of if you look in one of the open up one time before, you'll see many psukim yashar ve'afuch, zgula to say it seven times yashar ve'afuch kmo yoshev beseder lo ba'inyan hazeh, aval yesh segula kazot. But one of the psukim is bechukotecha ishtasha lo ishkach devarecha. Over there you see in the print it doesn't say yashar ve'afuch. It says you say it seven times, but not yashar ve'afuch. You know why. Chas v'shalom, if you try to say it backwards, it doesn't sound good. B'chukotecha eshtasha lo eshkach devarecha. Devarecha eshkach lo eshtasha b'chukecha. You don't want to utter that. That sounds like the opposite. You don't want to say that. So therefore, it's interesting. You'll see in the print, in all the ones, yashar ve'afuch. This one, yashar, lo afuch. Lama? Ki ze lo yafe. Because we want to remember, b'chukotecha yiratzon, zechut of the tzaddik should stand for us, that we should, as much as possible, each one according to his level, should be inspired to learn and to review, and should also be blessed with the bracha of zikaron, so that we should be able to retain what we learn. It's not easy to remember what we learn, so that we are able to see it in front of us, so that the zechut of that Torah stands for us and for everyone. That's